Let me go ahead and pray for us, and then we're going to launch into our topic. Lord, we know that as sin racks our hearts, and that there are many men and women who struggle with this problem of pornography, that as counselors, as fellow church members, as Christians, we want to help. And so we pray that as we try to think wisely this hour about how to care for those who are struggling with pornography, that you'd help us to think through this wisely. We pray this in your son's name. Amen. My name's Deepak Reju. I serve as the associate pastor of Biblical Counseling and Families at Capitol Hill Baptist Church. We are a Baptist church in downtown D.C. I serve with a fantastic staff and have been there for about 8 years. If you watch the evening news and you see that generic news scene of the Capitol building on East Capitol Street, well, that's actually the shot basically from the front door of our house. We are literally 5 blocks behind the Capitol building, so our congregation is filled with lots of people who work on Capitol Hill. Plus, we have the highest percentage of lawyers probably of any Baptist church in the country. And that has its own disadvantages. I want to talk to you about the problem of pornography. And if you have been around and talked to men or women about sexual sin, you're bound to have talked to someone about this problem. So my goal is to help you just think a little bit about this problem. And obviously, I'll stay afterwards if we have questions. But just a couple of people I've talked with over the past few years. David was a young man who struggled with the problem, and he had struggled with it for a long time, such that he started wondering if he was still a Christian. Peter is similar. His problem started when he was single, but it continued into marriage. And the worst part about it is his wife didn't know about the problem. She discovered it one day. Or Donna is another person I talked to in our congregation. Because she's a woman, she was horribly embarrassed by the fact she struggled with pornography, because everybody else talks about it as a man's problem. So there obviously was something wrong with her if she struggled with this issue. As a counselor, what do you do? What do you say? How can we help folks who come across our door struggling with this issue? No matter who you are, you're all too familiar with this problem, and it destroys Christians. It's seemingly destroying an entire generation that surrounds us right now. We need to think through how to help people and what kind of practical strategies can we use that will reflect the theology that we have as Christians. So not just practice, but theology. We want to think through together and how that can help this problem. So I always like to start with a definition. You see a definition there at the top of your handout. That definition is a pornography addiction occurs when the lust in our hearts pursue depictions of erotic behavior, resulting in sexual desires that run amok and that often leads to voluntary slavery to our sexual desires. It's no surprise that the porn industry is huge. The numbers change year to year, but the latest numbers I've looked at, it's somewhere around $57 billion now in regards to the industry, and that includes around $12 billion, that's 20% of that in the U.S. The availability of pornography has increased dramatically, but you know what the game changer has been over the last 20 years? The internet, right? You know, there was a day where we call a high wall of shame. In order to get pornography, you actually had to go into an adult store. And to do that, other people would see you. But now, what has the internet done? It's made it accessible anywhere, at any point. And therefore, we have to fight this battle in a whole different way because of the internet. When I'm talking about pornography, I'm going to refer to magazines, movies, online pictures, videos, a lot of erotic literature, chat rooms. Essentially, I'm thinking about anything that involves viewing and visualizing, and all those things fit into this category. What we want to do is we want to think through a fourfold strategy in regards to dealing with the pornography problem. You should think about it as kind of like a multi-front war. Any general knows that in order to win a war, you can't just choose one battle, one front in the overall war. So like air or land or sea, you need to attack on all of those fronts. And so I want to argue today that there's a more comprehensive way to deal with this problem, and I'm going to call it this fourfold strategy. The different fronts I'm going to name are four: the faith front, the circumstance front, the self or internal front, and the people front. And let me just go through each one of these so you get a little bit of a sense of what they involve. Faith obviously deals with anything we think about in terms of our spiritual life. God, Christ, faith, sin, anything that deals with the sinner's spiritual life overall. How does this person's heart relate to God and faith and unbelief? That's my central question. How does this person's heart relate to God in faith or unbelief? This aspect of the problem is going to be the single most important part of the sinner's existence. And why is that? Well, Peter describes to us in the Bible that there is a war for your soul. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. He puts it this way: we're to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. So when we think about the practical strategies, we can't ever forget that ultimately this is a spiritual battle. Now, let's talk about different aspects of this faith front. We want to ask a porn struggler specifically about his or her faith. So ask questions like, what does his trust or faith in Christ look like? Does he have hope in God? Does he love the Savior? Is his identity firmly grounded in Christ? And then ask about his relationship with God. Questions like, does he trust God? Does he believe that God can still change him? Does he see God as loving and faithful and good and sovereign? And does he see God as good and loving to others and not just to him? And then ask, obviously we want to ask him about his sin. So questions like, how entangled is he in his sin? Is he experiencing a godly or worldly sorrow, 2 Corinthians 7? Or does he just feel bad about his sin? Or is he truly repentant? Now, why is it important to talk about faith? Well, there's a lot of reasons why, but we need to put this one problem, that is a problem with pornography, in the larger context of faith. Because if this person's a Christian, they're a disciple of Christ. And so there's a lot more to this person than just the porn problem. So faith is our overarching paradigm. It's an overarching picture as we think through this person's life. The Christian life is a war, and porn struggles are just one part of that overarching war. So secondly, the circumstance front. The circumstance front describes the daily situations in which the person finds himself or herself. So to fight porn, we have to find practical strategies for everyday life. Using computers, mobile devices, planning weekends, making travel arrangements, setting up daily schedules, thinking carefully about our living situations. Now, I often use a word picture to help describe this circumstance front. I'll use the words walls or barriers, or just stay consistent with this picture of a war, like barbed wire fences, to just describe the kind of boundaries we need to build into that sinner's life to protect them from the temptations that they will feel in acting out on the sexual sin. Now, the self front describes the internal battle for governance over one's thinking, desires, feelings, and intentions. So we all live out of some sense of identity that reflects our memories, our values, our sins, and our longings. So we need to ask, is this struggler's identity more closely tied to a sense of failure over porn or his union with Christ? Now, with any porn struggler, we have to first and foremost think about heart issues. We want to think of the heart in terms of the most central or core part of who we are. And you know how Scripture divides us into two parts. There's the inner self and the outer self. That outer self is the physical part of who we are. The inner self is our spirit or our soul. We want to think about humanity's deepest struggles as reflecting our hearts. And so therefore, if we're going to help deal with this pornography problem, we want to think about this sinner's heart and what he could be struggling with.